Opposing Principles. Chapter 2. The Christian Principle. On the part of Christianity, it was the proclamation of the principle of genuine liberty. On the part of Rome, it was the assertion of the principle of genuine despotism. Rights of conscience. On the part of Christianity, it was the assertion of the principle of the rights of conscience and of the individual. On the part of Rome, it was the assertion of the principle of the absolute absorption of the individual and his total enslavement to the state in all things, divine as well as human, religious as well as civil. Soul freedom. Jesus Christ came into the world to set men free and to plant in their souls the genuine principle of liberty. Liberty actuated by love. Liberty too honorable to allow itself to be used as an occasion to the flesh or for a cloak of maliciousness. Liberty led by a conscience enlightened by the Spirit of God. Liberty in which man may be free from all men, yet made so gentle by love that he would willingly become the servant of all, in order to bring them to the enjoyment of this same liberty. This is freedom indeed. This is the freedom which Christ gave to man. For if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. In giving to men this freedom, such an infinite gift could have no other result than that which Christ intended, namely, to bind them in everlasting, unquestioning, unswerving allegiance to him as the royal benefactor of the race. He thus reveals himself to men as the highest good, and brings them to himself as the manifestation of that highest good, and to obedience to his will as the perfection of conduct, the knowledge of God in Christ. Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh. Thus God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, that they might know him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom he sent. He gathered to himself disciples, instructed them in his heavenly doctrine, endued them with power from on high, sent them forth into all the world to preach this gospel of freedom to every creature, and to teach them to observe all things whatsoever he had commanded them.